Have you printed out the free coloring sheet for this lesson? You can download and print it at the link in our show notes. And you can access full lesson activity guides, bonus videos, nature devotions, and our themed Bible and nature scavenger hunts in the Nat Theo Club. When you join, you receive new resources every week and access to all our back content. Dive deeper into God's creation and the Bible in the Nat Theo Club at erinlynham.com/club or at the link in our show notes.
Hello world, wake me up to another good morning, time to go.
Are you ready to explore God's wild and wonderful world? Welcome to the Nat Theo Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Lynham. I'm a certified master naturalist, Bible teacher, and author, and I am so excited to dive into God's written word, the Bible, and his created world with you. Have you ever caught a frog or toad? My kids and I were recently playing in the lake near where we live, and we were close to shore where the water is shallow and there's a lot of long grass in the water. My son called over to me excitedly and he said, "Mom, a toad." Now, I was excited that he had found a toad, but then quickly he yelled, "No, two toads." And then a moment later he yelled, "There are eggs." By this time, I was running over through the water to see what he had found. And sure enough, there were two toads mating in the water, and the female, or the girl toad, was actively laying eggs. There were strands of tiny black circle eggs surrounding the toad pair in the water. These strands of eggs, they looked like garlands or strands of tiny black pearls. And there were thousands of eggs. We went back a couple of days later and the eggs were still there. What happens to toad eggs after they hatch? Do you know what comes out of those eggs? Are they babies that look like little toads, just like their parents, but smaller? Nope. You might already know the answer. Tadpoles come out of those eggs. But how do tadpoles grow into adult frogs or toads? That is one thing we are exploring today. Here is our trail map.
Are you ready?
We are going to learn what is the difference between a toad and a frog. We will also discover how are tadpoles born? And how do tadpoles grow into a toad? And finally, how can we grow into God's plans for us? Before we hit the trail, let's thank our sponsors who made this lesson possible, including Apologia Curriculum. Today, we are solving the mystery as to how tadpoles turn into toads. Did you know that science can be used to solve mysteries? Not only tadpole mysteries, but solved mysteries that bring justice to the world. Forensics is using science to detect and help solve crimes. An Apologia curriculum has a brand new Exploring Creation with Forensics science course for high school students. Journey through crime scene investigations, fingerprint analysis, DNA evidence, and more. This course is now available for pre-order, and you can save 25% at the link in our show notes. Check out all of Apologia's award-winning curriculum from a biblical worldview for preschool through high school at apologia.com or the link in our show notes. This lesson is also made possible by CTC Math. Our kids are making incredible strides in their math journeys with CTC Math. CTC Math allows us to complete quick, easy to understand instructional videos, practice with interactive questions, and progress at a pace that suits our family. We have been using CTC Math's effective online lessons for over a year and decided to continue through the summer simply because it's working so well and allows us to progress in important math skills while having plenty of time to play outside. Try CTC Math's online math courses for grades K through 12 for free at ctcmath.com or the link in our show notes. It's time for our trivia question. What do toads do to protect themselves when they feel scared? A, jump high in the air. B, puff up their bodies and let out a yucky toxin. C, hide underwater. Or D, turn bright colors. Again, what do toads do to protect themselves when they're scared? A, jump high in the air. B, puff up their bodies and let out a yucky toxin. C, hide underwater. Or D, turn bright colors. Take a guess and we will find out at the end of today's lesson. And Not the Oak Club members, make sure to click over at the end of this lesson to our bonus video, where I will show you a video I took of the toads and the eggs that we found in our lake. I'll also show you another video I took of a massive bullfrog tadpole being gulped up by a large bird called a green heron. We will also learn about the important jobs that God gave toads in their ecosystem. You can find that bonus video in the show notes or your Nat Theo Club dashboard. And listeners, if you would like access to our weekly bonus videos, lesson activity guides, nature devotions, and our summer Bible and nature scavenger hunts, you can get all of that in the Nat Theo Club at the link in our show notes. Before we get to eggs and tadpoles, we should explore what the difference is between a frog and a toad, because that can sometimes be confusing. Frogs and toads share a lot in common, but they also have a few key differences that make them unique in God's creation. Here are some things that are true of both toads and frogs. They both belong to a category of animals called amphibians. They are both cold-blooded, meaning they cannot change their own temperature to warm up or cool down. Instead, they rely on the warm sunshine and cool water to help them stay comfortable. Another thing they share in common is that they both hatch from eggs as tadpoles and go through a big change called metamorphosis. We will learn more about that in a few moments. Finally, both toads and frogs breathe through their skin. This is called cutaneous respiration. Cutaneous respiration means skin breathing, and it is when oxygen is taken in through the skin. So although toads and frogs do breathe using their noses and lungs like we do, they also get oxygen right through their skin. Those are some things that are true of both toads and frogs. But how are they unique from one another? Toads have thicker, bumpier skin. This type of skin acts kind of like a sponge holding in water, which is one way God designed them to be able to spend more time on land. Toads often use a crawling motion to get around. Frogs are a little bit different. They have thinner, smoother skin. It does not hold in water like a sponge, as the toad's skin does. However, the thinner skin is very good at letting oxygen pass through from the water into their bloodstream. Remember that this cutaneous respiration is a main way that frogs breathe, and their skin is designed very well for this. In this way, God engineered frogs to spend much of their time in the water. When frogs are not swimming, they get around with a jumping motion. So toads and frogs mostly differ in the way that their skin is designed and where they spend most of their time and how they get around. The next time you see a creature like this hopping or crawling across the ground or swimming in the water, look closely to see whether it is a bumpy-skinned toad or a smooth-skinned frog. Now that we know what toads and frogs are, let's look at how they grow from tiny, wriggling tadpoles into adult toads and frogs. As we discover this amazing design, I'm going to talk about toads because those are the eggs that I saw recently. But remember that both toads and frogs begin as tadpoles, hatched from eggs. Here is a glimpse at the way a toad grows up. When it is time for toads to mate, males gather in shallow waters and make a trilling song to attract females. Once the male has attracted a female, they begin mating. This is what my kids and I saw in our lake recently. This process is a bit different in toads than in many other animals. The male wraps his arms around the female and grasps her tightly, like in a big tight hug. This is very important for the female to be able to lay eggs. Now the female begins laying her eggs in long, jelly-like strands, which surround the toad pair in the water. This is what my kids and I saw. As the eggs come out of the female, the male fertilizes them so that they can hatch and become new toads. This might seem like a strange process, but it is how God designed toads to produce more toads. Toads are amazing creatures, and they are important in God's wild and wonderful world. And this process makes sure that we have plenty of toads around. When they are finished mating, the pair separates and goes back to their normal lives on their own. The toad eggs are left in the water where they were laid to hopefully not be eaten by another creature. If the eggs are not eaten and they survive, they hatch after a few days. The newly hatched creatures are called tadpoles. A tadpole is a baby toad or frog, in this case a toad. It has a tail and gills so that it can breathe underwater. A newly hatched tadpole looks like a very simple, wriggling creature. But they are not simple at all. Inside that tadpole, God has tucked incredible potential to grow into something wonderful, a toad. The amazing process of a tadpole growing into a toad is called metamorphosis. Metamorphosis means that a creature goes through a big transformation or change from its baby form into its adult form. Let's look closely at how toad metamorphosis happens. Tadpoles spend their first 6 to 9 weeks swimming around in the water and finding food. This is very important because the tadpole has a whole lot of growing to do. At about 6 to 9 weeks old, a tadpole begins growing back legs, quickly followed by front arms. The back legs and the front arms, they begin as little buds, and then they grow longer and develop hands and feet. A toad's back feet are webbed with skin between the toes to help with swimming. Their hands are not webbed. Instead, their hands are used for balancing on things while their feet do the swimming. Have you ever seen a toad swimming in the water and then balancing with its front hands on a rock? Look for that the next time you see a toad and admire how God designed their back feet for swimming and their front hands for balancing. After the legs and arms grow, the tadpole's tail begins to disappear. But where does that tail go? The tail is actually absorbed into the tadpole's body. What do you think that means, that the tail is absorbed into its body? It kind of means that the tadpole recycles its tail. You see, now that it has legs, the tadpole doesn't need the tail for getting around. But the tail still has a whole lot of helpful stuff inside of it, including things called proteins. The tadpole can break down all the parts of its tail and reuse those good materials to grow other parts of its body, like the legs and the arms and the lungs. This amazing design is called apoptosis. Scientists call apoptosis programmed cell death. Isn't that fascinating that they use the word programmed? Because we know that if there is a program, then there is a programmer, someone who wrote the instructions into a tadpole to be able to break down its tail and recycle the materials inside of it. This amazing process designed by our Creator God is going on inside a toad tadpole while all we see is the tail getting shorter. This entire metamorphosis of a tadpole growing into a toad can take a couple of months depending on different toad species. And one day, when the little toad with its brand new legs is ready, it crawls out of the water and up onto the land where God designed it to live best. The tadpole is now called a toadlet. Toadlets are young toads. They are no longer baby tadpoles. They look a whole lot like an adult toad, but they are very small. In fact, they are less than half an inch long, or just over 1 centimeter long. Have you ever seen a toadlet? One of my kids and my favorite times of spring is when toadlets crawl out of our lake and we begin to see them all over. My kids like to call them minitoads. Do you remember I told you the story of my son recently finding toads laying eggs? Well, at the time that I am recording this right now, if those eggs survived, they are now thousands of tadpoles swimming around in the water. And I am very eager for about 1 month from now, when they will be tiny toadlets hopping along the shore and through the grass. These toadlets grow very quickly into adult-sized toads. And in 2 to 3 years, they will be ready to head back into the water to breed and lay more eggs, beginning the process all over again and following God's instructions to produce more of their kind. As we learn how a tadpole grows into a toad, or maybe you've even had the incredible experience of watching this happen, it's important to remember that the tadpoles are not turning into a new creature. Even though they look very different as they grow, they are always a frog or toad. They are just at different stages of their growth. And as they grow, they are following God's designs and His blueprints for frogs and toads. Think about a tiny tadpole that looks so simple, a little, wriggling, jelly bean-like creature. Yet it becomes an adult toad with legs and arms, and able to swim and hop and crawl, and to sing beautiful trilling songs to attract a mate. Inside the DNA, which is like instructions, of a tiny tadpole, God has tucked all the information and potential needed to grow into an adult toad. That is pretty wild and wonderful, if you ask me. In a similar way, God has tucked incredible potential into each one of us. Do you know what that word potential means? Potential means that you can do something even if you have not done it yet. In the case of a tadpole, they are created with the potential to turn into a toad. And of course, they live out that potential simply by growing up. It is the natural way God designed them to get older. But sometimes potential needs to be stepped into. What do I mean by that? Well, unlike a tadpole naturally growing into a toad, we need to make wise choices and follow God in order to live out some of the potential that He has tucked within us. When we do this, we are really cooperating and working with God in our growth. It's important to remember that God is the one who makes any of our growth possible. Listen to Ephesians 3:20. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. The New Century Version translates this verse this way: with God's power working in us, God can do much, much more than anything we can ask or imagine. It is very encouraging, listener, to know that God is doing the work inside of us. But we also get to step into that growing process. 2 Peter 3:18 instructs us to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When we follow God and as we learn more about His truth, we can better live out the potential He created us with. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you," says the Lord. "They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." Listeners, we can trust God's good plans for us. He knew exactly what He was doing when He designed tadpoles with all of the potential to grow into little toadlets and then adult toads. And God knows our futures. He designed us to live out His plans and purposes. keep learning more about God and His Word, the Bible, and spending time in prayer and exploring His wild and wonderful world. As you do these things, you can grow into who God created you to be. All right, it's time to answer a question from one of our listeners. Actually, today's question came in from two different listeners, and here's what they are curious about.
Hi, my name is Oliver. I'm 7 years old, and I live in Kansas. My question is, why do wolves howl?
My name is Benny. I live in Washington State. I'm 5 years old. I just turned five. My question is, why do wolves howl?
That is a great question, Oliver and Benny. Why do wolves howl? Wolves live together in family packs and communicate by making sounds like yips, barks, growls, and howls. They will howl to communicate with their family and also to talk to other wolves nearby. And this sound of howling, it can travel up to 10 miles. Sometimes wolves can get separated from their family members when they go out on hunting missions or during a storm. Howling helps to reunite the family and bring them back together again. Males will also howl to communicate with the females that are in the den with pups. The male might let her know that there is danger nearby. Wolves also howl to say, "This is our home." They want other wolf packs to stay away from their land. Wolves have large, cupped ears that help them collect far-off sounds so they can hear a howl of wolves and detect if it is from their pack or from a rival wolf pack. And what about when a group of wolves howls together? Sometimes wolves like to howl together because they had a great day hunting with the family. They can show their excitement for life by howling at the same time. Isn't that wonderful? They are celebrating a good day together. Thanks for your great question, Oliver and Benny. Stay curious about God's wild and wonderful world. And Nat Theo Club members, be sure to click over at the end of this episode to the bonus video, where I'm going to show you a video of the toads and their eggs that my kids and I found, along with a green heron gulping down a massive bullfrog tadpole. And we'll learn about the important job that toads have in their ecosystems. Access that video at the link in our show notes or in your Nat Theo Club dashboard. It's time to answer our trivia question. What do toads do to protect themselves when they feel scared? A, jump high in the air. B, puff up their bodies and let out a yucky toxin. C, hide under the water. Or D, turn bright colors. The answer is B, puff up their bodies and let out a yucky toxin. This is just one reason that you don't want to let your pet cat or dog go after a toad. This toxin can be harmful to other animals. And if your dog does try to eat a toad, they likely will not try it again. If it's only one toad, they will probably be just fine. But they might experience some rather unpleasant side effects. Now it's your turn to explore. Go look for tadpoles, toadlets, or grown toads. Can you tell what stage of growing up they are in? Do the tadpoles have legs or tiny leg buds? Do the toadlets still have tiny nubs of tails that they are working to absorb back into their bodies? Whenever you find a tadpole, toadlet, or adult toad, remember God's amazing design of metamorphosis, and that He has tucked incredible potential inside of you so you can grow into who He created you to be. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this lesson on tadpoles and toads, please take a moment to send it to a friend and subscribe, rate, and review Nat Theo wherever you listen. Until next time, keep exploring God's wild and wonderful world.